I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. One of my favorite aspects of The Rough Draft Diaries is to hear not only who guests nominate to be on the show, but how. I tend to gravitate to the ones that they seem most excited about. One of my favorite kind of pitches is, you have to talk to so-and-so. What do they do? I might ask. You just have to talk to them. That's exciting. And that's exactly what happened to today's guest. You just have to talk to Tari Lane.
Hi, Haley. Tari Lane?
Tari and I discussed a wide range of subjects. She's well-traveled, having flown to and at some points lived in countries all over the globe.
We headed for Switzerland, where we got jobs working in a ski resort. And then we headed south for Crete, continued traveling through the Middle East and then back through Europe.
As you can imagine, there are a lot of stories to mine throughout Tari's travels. But we only have 6 minutes here on the Rough Draft Diaries, so we're going to stick to her time in Toledo, her time as a journalist at The Blade.
The first beat I tried was education. After 5 years, I changed beats and became a business writer. I never would have thought of myself as a business writer, but it was fascinating. Journalism is something like being in a big house. And there's lots of windows. And whatever window you open up gives you another view of the world. And that was true of education. That was true of being a business writer. And then my next move was into the features department, where I wrote about all kinds of things, and primarily the arts, authors, and gardens. And that was a good place to land and a good place to finish up the career.
Tari finished up the career after 40 years at The Blade, a span of time in which she saw Toledo grow and change, for better or for worse. And she watched people come and go. She also learned a great deal about herself and the subjects around her.
The thing I didn't know about journalism is that it would give me a magic cape. And whenever I put on that cape to go out and interview somebody, I could ask them anything I wanted. And for a person who is somewhat of an introvert, that's an enormous freedom. And I found that you can ask anything, even, you know, did you kill your wife? It was, for a curious mind, the best possible job to be able to find out anything you wanted to know about anybody or anything, and kind of with impunity. Finding out what made people tick, that's a wonderful thing to be able to do. Why did you do that? What were you thinking? What did you like about it? And like you, I used the word challenges to ask them about things that were difficult. Yeah, that's a good word. It covers a lot of territory.
Tari now has to maneuver a different kind of difficulty. And looking back in her career, it's hard for her to recognize the work that she once loved.
As I think about journalism, and people don't understand that newspapers and news professionals are really very dedicated to telling the truth. You know, as my 17-year-old nephew said, how do I know what to believe? And I think for people who haven't grown up with a steady diet of a reliable source of news, they don't know. That's a huge concern that people have. And a huge concern that I have is that people don't trust media anymore. And they need to know who they can trust. And they still can't trust a lot of good media.
Tari has watched the field shrink to about half of its size here in Toledo. We once had a Washington bureau, a European correspondent, journalists in all of the surrounding counties, staff in Columbus. Now half of those writers are gone, as trends shift and how local Toledoans consume their news.
If I were young, I'd like to think I would be wise enough to look at my circle of friends and relatives, who among them were the most savvy people about what's going on in the world, and ask them where they get their news. It is essential, I think, to really know what's going on in your community. There's nobody else that tells you what's going on in your community like mainstream media. Yeah. And that's important to know, whether it's getting your streets fixed or what is really in that levy that we're being asked to support for a renewal. All of those things are essential. And you have to go to the best trained journalists to find out answers to those things.
As Tari hopes the next generation seeks out those journalists, those perspectives, she also hopes that they embrace the life a journalist lives, curious, thoughtful, and aware.
I think it makes one a good conversationalist, and part of that is being a wonderful listener, and part of that is just closing your mouth and letting other people speak. Yeah, and that everybody is approachable. All people are pretty much the same. You know, people will always rise to the occasion and help each other out. We're the same, and we're all trying to live the best life we can.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.